What are its positive aspects?
Whenever you feel negative emotion, that's your emotional guidance system giving you an indication that you are, in that moment, looking at negative aspects of something. And in doing so, you're depriving yourself of something wanted. If you will set an intention to look for positive aspects in whatever you're giving your attention to, you will begin to immediately see the evidence of the lifting of patterns of resistance as the universe is then allowed by your shift in vibration to deliver your long-wanted desires to you. People often move from job to job, profession to profession, employer to employer, only to find the next place no better than the last. And the reason for that is they take themselves everywhere they go. When you go to a new place and you continue to complain about what was wrong with your last position in order to explain why you came to the new position, the same vibrational mix of resistance goes with you and continues to prevent the things you want from coming to you. The best way to accomplish an improved work environment is to focus upon the best things about where you currently are until you flood your own vibrational patterns of thought with appreciation. And in that changed vibration, you can then allow the new and improved conditions and circumstances to come into your experience. Some worry that if they follow our encouragement to look for good things about where they are, that it will only hold them longer in an unwanted place. But the opposite is really true. In your state of appreciation, you lift all self-imposed limitations. And all limitations are self-imposed. And you free yourself for the receiving of wonderful things.
Abraham, what's the role of appreciation in the creation equation? And how does a condition of appreciation equate to what's called the attitude of gratitude? From Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, I learned to decide what I wanted and then to focus on it or think about it till it came into being. In other words, I set goals and timetables for their achievement. But then, after meeting you, I became aware that most of what I would describe as the most wonderful things that came into my life weren't so much things that I'd specified that I'd wanted, although much of that came to pass also. What actually manifested was the essence of something that I had greatly appreciated. In other words, I knew Esther for years before we actually came together, and I never wanted her through those years, but I did greatly appreciate so many aspects of who she was. And then she and all of her delightful aspects came completely into my life. And look at what a magnificent difference she's made in the joyous aspects of my life. Also, I read the Seth books, S-S-E-T-H. I read the Seth books over and over and never desired to have a Seth in my life. But I greatly appreciated the teachings of that non-physical entity named Seth, as well as Jane Roberts and Robert Butts, who facilitated that experience. And now, here you are, not Seth per se, but you bring with you the essence of everything that I appreciated so much about Jane and Rob and Seth's phenomenal metaphysical experience. Another example. Over 40 years ago, I was visiting a family near San Francisco who earned their money from a very basic, almost primitive, mail-order lapidary business that they conducted from their home. Now, I never ever said I wanted that business, but in my appreciation, I told thousands of people the story of that experience. And then one day, about 20 years ago, I was at the post office picking up some orders for some Teachings of Abraham recordings, and I realized that I was now experiencing the essence of that mail order business that I had so much appreciated. And now look at how many millions and millions of people have been positively touched as a result of the business aspect of disseminating this philosophy. I could list many more, but I'll add one more scenario. Esther and I, when we first moved to San Antonio, Texas, found a small temporary rental house where we could enjoy a vegetable garden, laying hens, a milk goat, and our own water well. And we used to take our walks by crossing the road in front of the house and then walking across a small airplane landing strip into a grove of large cedar and live oak trees. Even in the heat of the summer, we were able to enjoy our walks by following the deer trails that tunneled through the dense growth of trees. One day, we discovered that one of the deer trails opened into a tiny meadow hidden among the oaks. It was so beautiful. The grass and the flowers and the general atmosphere would be best described as enchanting. Esther and I loved that good feeling spot in the woods, and we returned there many times. We even conjured scenarios of how this seemingly ancient, seemingly natural clearing could have come about, and who might have discovered it and enjoyed it before us. We questioned why it was so inexplicably pleasing to us, and we appreciated it greatly. We never said that we wanted that piece of land, but we purely appreciated it. And then, about 5 or 6 years later, a stranger called us and said he had heard that we were looking for land to build our office complex on, and the 7 acres that he offered us contained that small, hidden meadow. And now our office sits exactly on that beautiful, enchanting spot. That 7 acres became part of 20. And then one day I was appreciating the beautiful oak trees on our neighbor's prime 20 acres. And to make a long, delightful story relatively short, that little meadow has now evolved to 40 prime acres with interstate frontage, with a plane hangar, a helicopter pad, and a stable. We don't even have a plane or horses. And it all evolved from our appreciation of that small meadow in the woods. Abraham, would you please respond to my perspective regarding the emotion of appreciation?
The vibration of true love, that feeling of being in love, that feeling that you have sometimes when you see someone and you feel like you're moving through one another, the feeling that you have when you're looking at the innocence of a child and feeling the beauty and the power of that child. Love and appreciation are identical vibrations. Appreciation is the vibration of alignment with who you are. It's the absence of resistance. It's the absence of doubt and fear. Is the absence of self-denial or hatred toward others. Appreciation is the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. When you focus upon what you want, when you tell the story of how you want your life to be, you'll come closer and closer to the vicinity of appreciation, and when you reach it, it will pull you toward all things that you consider to be good in a very powerful way. Conversely, let's talk about the difference between gratitude and appreciation. Many people use those words interchangeably, but we do not feel the same vibrational essence in them at all. Because when you feel gratitude, often you're looking at the struggle that you've overcome. In other words, you're happy that you're still not in the struggle, but there's still some of that struggle vibration present. In other words, the difference between inspiration, which is being called to who you are, and motivation, which is trying to make yourself go somewhere, is a similar difference. Appreciation is that tuned in, tapped in, turned on feeling. Appreciation is vibrational alignment with who I have become. The state of appreciation is me being in sync with the whole of that which I am. Being in the state of appreciation is seeing whatever you're looking at through the eyes of Source. And when you are in that state of appreciation, you could walk down a crowded street with all kinds of things that a lot of other people would find reason to criticize or worry about, and you would not have access to them because your vibration of appreciation is picking out for you things of a different vibrational nature. A state of appreciation is a state of godliness. A state of appreciation is being who you really are. A state of appreciation is who you were the day you were born and who you will be in the moment you die. And it would be, if we were standing in your physical shoes, our quest in every moment. Your friend Joseph Campbell used the word bliss, and we think it's equal. Follow your bliss. But sometimes you cannot get a whiff of bliss from where you are. So we say, if you're in despair, follow your revenge. It's downstream. It's the right direction. If you're in revenge, follow your hatred. It's downstream. It's in the right direction. If you're in hatred, follow your anger. It's downstream. If you're in anger, follow your frustration. It's downstream. If you're in frustration, follow your hope. It's downstream. If you're in hope, now you're in the vicinity of appreciation. Once you get into the vibration of hope, now begin making lists of things you feel good about. Fill your notebooks full of them. Make lists of positive aspects. Make lists of things you love. Go to the restaurant and look for your favorite things and never complain about anything. Look for things that you like the best. Even if there's only one thing in all of that that you like, give it your undivided attention and use it as your excuse to be who you are. And as you use those things that shine bright and make you feel good as your excuse to give your attention and be who you are, you will tune to who you are, and the whole world will begin to transform before your eyes. It's not your job to transform the world for others, but it is your job to transform it for you. A state of appreciation is pure connection to Source, where there is no perception of lack.